From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Drill, baby, drill. It's John McCain's mantra, and it seems Congress is warmed up to it, with some reservations. Last night, the House approved legislation that would open up parts of the Atlantic and Pacific coast to oil and natural gas drilling. The bill now heads to Senate. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here with more. So, Janet, what is in this House bill?
Alex, this legislation would allow drilling for oil and natural gas 100 miles from most Atlantic and Pacific shorelines. Now, that number could go to 50 miles if adjacent states approved it. Drilling would still be banned in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. The bill would also roll back oil company tax breaks, but it would offer tax credits to companies that promote alternative energy development. Republicans are against this bill. They call it a sham because most of the oil and gas deposits, they say, are within 50 miles of shore. So this bill, they say, wouldn't increase offshore oil drilling. Democrats, of course, favor the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a bold step toward energy independence.
Janet, what are some of the concerns here? We saw in some of the most recent hurricanes there was only a bit of damage to oil rigs. What's the latest word on how safe offshore drilling is?
It's become much safer. The technology's gotten a lot better. We now have remote control devices and valves that can turn off oil underneath the sea floor so the storms don't cause damage. But there are a lot of other environmental concerns to consider. I spoke with Jorge Piñon today. He's an energy fellow at the Center for Hemispheric Policy at the University of Miami. And he told me there's just inherent risks associated with oil drilling. It's nearly impossible to eliminate all of them. One of his major concerns is marine oil and petroleum transport. Most of us remember that Exxon Valdez oil spill back in 1989 in Alaska. It did a lot of damage, spilled 11 million gallons of oil. And Piñon wonders, if drilling is opened up in the Atlantic, what if something similar happened at, say, Port Everglades off the Florida coast?
A catastrophic accident between an oil tanker coming in into Port Everglades and a cruise ship going out could cause devastating effect up and down the Atlantic beaches of the state of Florida.
Now, still, Piñon says the U.S. needs to come up with more of its own oil. Right now, he says, we produce 5 million barrels of oil a day, compared to almost twice that back in 1970. So there's great incentive to open up offshore drilling.
This bill is now headed to the Senate. What's likely to happen there?
Well, this particular bill is not expected to get past the Senate. It would need 60 votes to overcome any filibuster. Also, President Bush has signaled that he would veto this House bill if it did eventually make it to his desk. There are a few other Senate proposals floating around. We'll have to see what happens with them.
Thanks, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.